Welcome to Aspire. I am so grateful to be with you on this 25th day of February 2024. It's an honor. I sit here and I am so grateful for the chance to reach out to some of you who listen to my podcasts and are willing to even share your questions, your thoughts, your whatevers with me over this medium called a podcast. Kind of strange, but here we are. Anyway, I want to thank all of you, not only for listening, but for those of you who bother to write me your questions. And if you have a question or a comment, it's greg@aspire.org. greg@aspire.org. Ellen from, where is she from? Illinois. And I oftentimes go back and forth with Ellen in emails trying to help her. And she wanted to put this one up for grabs on the podcast. She said, "What is this love you speak of? Love is love. Is there a different kind of love? And what do you think it is?" Ellen, it isn't a matter of thinking. Love must be experienced. It is so vast, so oceanic, so... It's a universe in and of itself, and it lives within us, dormant, for most of our life. In fact, I know very few people that ever really touched it, even wanted to come near it. It's a frightening thing for a lot of people because they just don't understand that the whole effort and meaning of this lifetime is to once again rise in love. You and I are a part of this love, whether we know it or not. In fact, we are this love, whether we know it or not. We have morphed into form, and that is due to our karma, and that is due to our existence in past experiences where we have tried to live without love. A lot of people don't like the whole idea of love in the deepest sense. They don't believe in it because they think love should be something that gratifies their ego and sustains their pride, their vanity, their position in this world. They think love is some kind of popularity contest among other human beings, but it has nothing to do with any of that. And there is no way I can explain this love to you in words, because the love that I speak of is beyond the precepts, concepts, conjectures of a Greg Penn ego. But I can tell you, you can experience it no matter who you are, no matter where you are. It can dawn on you. You don't have to be perfect to find love, to be loved, to know love. You don't have to be perfect. Now, that is the truth. All, and I'm the living embodiment of it, all you have to do is be interested in it, to point your attention towards it. Then it comes rushing in. And its immensity, its beauty is beyond anything that you have ever experienced about yourself ever before. It is exquisite. And it humbles us. It humbles me. It will humble you. And the more humble you become, the less involved and interested in the, shall we say, the panacea of your intellect, your craziness. All of us are crazy because we listen to the flesh too much. We identify with the form too much. When you are no longer interested in any of that, when your life is more about your awakening than trying to sustain some comfort, some biological comfort, even psychological comfort, when you are beyond all that and you are no longer interested in that, you will find that there is something else in you. And it has been there all of your life and in many previous lives. It exists within you. But to achieve this, to come into this silence within yourself, it is a practice. And it is done through silence, not emotions. Emotions are not love. They are reactions that are based in our DNA. Our fight or flight mentality is there because our DNA is trying to avoid death, pain, sorrow. So our emotions are helpful to get us, let's say, away from something dangerous. They help us if you were in a car accident to get out of the car. They would help you with the ability you might have to deal with something in the outer world that would be threatening to your human life. But in the deepest sense, it isn't something that you can fall in love with another person. Falling in love with another person is a real fallacy, and it does not exist. There's no such thing as falling in love with another person. It is a mutual agreement between two people to try to share and coincide with emotions that both parties have that they think make their life meaningful, and it doesn't. It's a point of argument. When you start looking at our emotionality from a scientific point of view, read Behave by Robert Sapolsky. Read his new book, Determined, The Lack of Free Will That We Have. If you really understand it, you will see emotions are based purely on chemicals. And because of that, we miss. We miss. There is something more to love than the chemicals that are running through my carcass telling me to be impulsed by doing this, this, and that. All emotions are really about are fighting for survival. All emotions are really about is finding a mate, someone that you can perpetuate your lineage with. And that's as far as it really goes. So love is beyond all of this. And yet it is embodied by it all. Love embodies my foolishness, my stupidity, my pride, my vanity, all the things about my humanness that is contrary to love itself. It is an amazing experience. It is beyond the idea of separateness. It is not separate from anything. It is inclusive of all things. And that's what makes it, well, what Lao Tzu would call the Tao. Buddha called it love. Jesus called it God. Whatever you want to call it, that's what it is. It doesn't matter. What matters is, do you achieve it? The love that I speak of is not one that is human impulse. It is derived out of simplicity, solitude, and silence, the big three. And if you can live in those three elements, if you can attain to those three elements, you will find yourself being more principled in your life. You will see the way things work. You will have an immense amount of generosity. This generosity is to give and forgive, to give compassion and mercy, and to forgive yourself as well as anyone else who you may think has come into your life inappropriately and stirred things up. There are so many of those people. Love is not something that is defined. Love is caught, never taught. So I hope that you can understand what I offered to you this morning and maybe reevaluate your position, your posture in love, and let love live you. And that's what it's all about. I'm out of here. Thank you. Thank you so much, Ellen, for your questions. And if you need more, just let me know and we'll talk about it. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back on the air next week. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.